den Ordnung dieser Dinge.
Und
very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the second day of our retreat, 16th of March 2019, Saturday. We wait for Brother Dion to fix up the we call that the battery. We need the battery. Oh, they didn't on the other side. Okay. Is the recorder on?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. It's fixed. So we can continue with our retreat proper. Also, those who attended the morning chanting down there, they are coming out soon. So I was there also just now. And if you are comfortable with the vibration of the drums, the bell and the chanting, you should go there and stand and experience the meditative vibration. You just silence your mind. The silent mind will absorb the vibration. You will take it in. Your heart is a very, very unique and special organ within our human physical body. That's why I wrote this, this book, Understanding the Heart and the Mind. It is a transcript from my talk, my sharing at one of the Thursday class in Suyan's house. So this one explained to you in great detail why the heart is not only a vital organ in the human body, it is also the seat of consciousness where our life force, the karmic force, they will arise within the cavity of the heart and pump the heart. It will send the blood around your entire physical body, nourish all the organs and all those things. Then this is also the location when you meditate, the gateway to your nature. Finally, when everything ceases, there is a gateway within your heart, where all of your yin-yang energy, when you know how to develop the fourth support, trust, when you locate that true mind, it will melt inside, and all the yin-yang energy will become pure energy. That's why the heart is a very unique organ. But this location of the gateway, you can only detect when you are completely silent without thought. When the mundane mind ceases, there is no more thinking, nothing. Then the true mind can be detected. So when you are able to detect that true mind, a lot of things will happen. That's why when you go for the chanting or what, you just mindfully walk in, then pay your respect, silence your mind. Then all this vibration will go in. The more quiet you are, the more will go in. Then you have the faith as a chant, and you understand the chanting, is a lot better. But even you don't understand the chanting, it's okay. Yeah, this is their daily routine. And their chanting is very, very beautiful. Mm. They recite a lot of sutta. Mm. And also the relevant chanting. Mm. So all this can help you develop your mind, develop your nature. That's why when you are here, the environment, the setting, everything is different, the vibration, everything. If you have faith, you settle down very fast. And you will be able to meditate very well. And you will progress very fast. Okay. Since most of them are here, we will do the morning chanting. 6:15 to 6:45, we have morning puja, followed by simple morning mindfulness, calm stretching exercise. I will show it to you afterwards. We will do the chanting first. The weight I'm referring to is this type of weight. But you cannot find, you can use the water bottle or whatever. Whatever weight that can allow you to exercise your muscle and also the mindfulness. So this is going to help you, because after that you can experience it. After the exercise we have 30 minutes of meditation, depending on the time, 30 to 45 minutes. You meditate that time, you settle down very fast. Because of the mindfulness exercise you have developed. That's why to develop good progress, your daily mindfulness is very important. Sati. When you develop the daily mindfulness, it's like you have done your mindfulness exercise. Then after that, you come down and sit. Straight away, you settle in. You don't have to train your mind and do all those things that other people do. Immediately, the sati is there. You settle in. And sati is a spiritual faculty. It is without thought. It's just aware before the knowing. That's how your meditative mind straight away arise. Okay. Turn to page morning chanting. 5. Okay. Turn to page 5. Thank you. Morning chanting. We will chant the English version. Because this one is from Wat Pan Nana Chat. We will follow those format, Achancha Forest tradition. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render our offering, our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the Blessed One, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and human. He is awake and holy. In this world, with its god, demons, and kind spirit, its seeker and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow the head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. Can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana. Can be understood by the wise, each for themselves. I chant my praise to the teaching. I bow my head to this truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the Blessed One's disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of world self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revered, the teacher of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and the fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed that Dhamma I revered, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed that Sangha I revered. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come to this world, and he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from loved one or prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. These are as follow: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructs, the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formation are impermanent, consciousness are impermanent, the body is non-self, feeling is non-self, perception is non-self, mental formation are non-self, consciousness are non-self. Okay, wait. We will have to chant the Pali on. We turn back to page 11. We start with the body is impermanent in Pali. Rupang anicang, vedana anicang, sanya anicang, sankara anicang, vedana anicang, rupang anatta, vedana anatta, sanya anatta, sankara anatta, vinyanam anatta, sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe dhamma anattate. So the English meaning is, all conditioned dhamma, all phenomena, they are impermanent. They are also anatta. So there is non-self in the conditioned and the unconditioned. So the word, the dhamma, refer to both the conditioned and the unconditioned. Okay. Then we chant on. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Okay, the closing homage we will chant in Pali. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Okay. You can be seated. Then now we will get ready for the exercise. You all have to have on the light that side. Then we all gather mindfully. You carry your weight. Then we all do the exercise over the other side, on my left. Okay, somebody help to on the light. Then bring along your weight. Come over this side, spread out in three or four or five rows, okay. Then we can have some simple mindfulness and stretching exercise. The weight, you can put it on the floor first. The muscle exercise will be later. We will do some. Because once you do it a few times, you will understand. No need to video. Okay. Just relax body and mind. Then mindfully just do some exercise. Running on your own. You call it on the same spot. Run. This is just to warm you up. Okay, now you can stop. Then we will spread out our leg. Then we just do some swing exercise, but do it mindfully. I think I have the mic so that I don't have to. Oh, I think you're also about the Kong. You all can off the light. Li Hong. Just off the switch. For the meditation. One more in the center, the big square fellow. Square fellow. Okay. Thank you. Maybe for those who are new, I will give you a little bit of instruction. like the mind sweeping method. Just relax body and mind. Make sure you are completely relaxed. Then close your eye if you are familiar, if you are more comfortable with it. If you are used to opening your eye, you can also open your eye, no problem. It's up to you. There is no hard and fast rule. Then what is important is you maintain attention at your forehead. Feel. Don't think, just feel. Then if you detect any tension, any tightness or any stress within you, just relax. Feel it soothingly. Relax, relax and relax. Then you sweep it down to your eye muscle. Do the same. Feel, relax. Then you sweep it down to your facial muscle. Feel them. Each and every strand of your facial muscle. Feel and relax them. Then in order to help you relax more, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can radiate a radiant smile, means there is joy, there is happiness in you. That's why all the facial muscles all will relax by itself. There is no more tension. But when you are happy, when you have joy, you are calm, you are peaceful. Then you combine with loving kindness. You can radiate following what I radiate or recite. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. May it too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May there be peace, may there be love, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. Then you can extend this loving kindness or metta to your loved one. May all my loved ones to be well and happy, well and happy. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May their body and mind too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts too. Then may all beings within this vicinity, including all Kayanamita, all beings seen and unseen, known and unknown, may they all too be well and happy. May their body and mind too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be joy, and may there be peace within. Then we can extend this loving kindness and metta to all beings. May all beings within the whole of Brinchang, Cameron Highland, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth, our planet, and all beings within the solar system, within our galaxy, within our Milky Way, extending to all beings throughout the entire universe, known and unknown, seen and unseen, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy. You must feel their well-being and their happiness, each and every cell within their body and mind. Then may they all too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, May there be peace and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now, you should be more calm. Then you can come back to your facial muscle, feel relaxed. Then you move it down to your neck, feel relaxed, shoulder, feel relaxed. Then down to your heart area, your chest area, feel, just relax. You can detect any vibration or any, even your heartbeat. You just silence everything and stay there. Allow your silent mind, your awareness to move in tandem with the vibration. That's how your mindfulness will build up. You just silent, aware. But if you are new, if you don't have the ability to be aware of any of the vibration or your heartbeat, then you can just feel, like you feel your forehead, feel and relax. That's it. Whatever tension, tightness or stress within you, just relax and feel them soothingly relax. Then you sweep your attention down to your stomach. Do the same. Feel, relax. Then sweep it down to the abdomen. Feel, relax. Those who are used to rising and falling, when you go there, your attention is at your abdomen. You just silence everything and let the phenomena come to you. Don't go and look for the rising and falling. You just silence everything until that awareness detects the rising and falling of the abdomen. It will be a totally different experience. Anyway, you just feel relaxed. Then you move down to your buttock, feel relaxed. Leg, feel relaxed. Then you reverse the mind sweeping method upward. Leg, feel, relax. Buttock, feel, relax. Then you move your attention up to your abdomen, feel, relax. Move it up to stomach, feel, relax. Then your heart, feel, relax. Then shoulder, feel, relax. Hand, feel, relax. Back to shoulder, feel, relax. Then neck, feel, relax. Then you sweep it up, your facial muscle, feel, relax every part of it. Your eye muscle, do the same, feel, relax. Then your forehead, feel, relax. By now you should be more calm, more peaceful, and just aware. But you have to stabilize this mindfulness. So what you do is, you have to anchor it to your breathing. So I will teach you how to do anapanasati. Anapanasati is very simple. Anapana is in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. So as per the instruction by the Buddha, breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. Just do that. So you maintain your attention at the tip of your nostril in front there. Just aware. No need to do anything. Then the breath will go in and go out naturally. You just breathe naturally. But the moment your awareness can detect the breathing, then as per the instruction by the Buddha, breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. Initially, if you are not trained or not familiar, you will come to realize split second the mind wanders off very fast. You cannot maintain your mindfulness at the breathing. But don't worry. Expect this to happen many times. Be patient. Every time it wanders off, bring it back. Maintain attention in front of your nostril and detect the breath again. So if you are patient, within 5 minutes or so, the anapanasati will come. Then as you develop the anapanasati, as the mindfulness develops, there is no thought, there is just an awareness of the in and out breath. So when you do that, your mind will settle down. Without thought, it will become peaceful, it will become calm. And very fast, you will experience piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness, spiritual peacefulness, or sometimes people call it a rapture. When that thing happen, you continue to relax into it, silent everything. Whatever mind state you experience, just relax into it. As you do that, that PT will become more and more refined until you experience a blissful state of mind called Sukhang or Sukha. As you build up this Anapanasati, you will develop more and more of this tranquility of mind, quietness of mind. So from PT, it transforms to Sukhang. Then you continue to relax and just silent. Then the breath, everything will slow down until like no more breathing. Then you will reach the tranquility of mind or stillness of mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind, which is Pasati. Pasati is an enlightenment factor. So you just train your mind until Pasati arises. Then use it to meditate. Okay, that's it. I will let you all meditate on your own after this. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner calmness, inner peace, inner mindfulness that you have developed. From today onward, I think you should learn to settle down fast so that it will benefit you in your stability of mindfulness. This daily mindfulness, you have to get it. You have to stabilize it, otherwise you cannot progress. And the moment you get your mindfulness right, you become heedful very fast and you will progress very fast. So focus on training your mind to be aware, mindful. Just do. And develop the faith. Every time you come in, pay respect. Before you leave, pay respect. And when you meditate, you make determination for progress and for understanding. Okay. I think it's about time for our 7:29 for our breakfast. Our breakfast is 7:30. So we can just finish off in about a minute's time. There you go for breakfast. And after breakfast, come back at 8:30. You got 1 hour. 1 hour is enough for you to have your breakfast. And after that, clean up or whatever you want to do. Then come back here at 8:30. We will continue. Okay, meditation reporting can be after this. Okay, so I see you around. Pay respect, triple jab. Mindfully develop the training and silence your mind as you go down. Thank you.